Yeah, Nelson's going to zoom in here.
Oh, good. Okay.
He didn't get the link either, so.
Oh, my. Well, I just sent it out again. I'm sorry. It was on the agenda, but.
Oh.
So maybe next time I'll say it's
on. We're all used to looking for the.
Yeah.
Hit the dot. And
push this button here.
I know. Sorry. I'm trying to figure out how Cheyenne does stuff, and she's done it for so long that I'm like, I think we're going to do it this way. And I got it wrong.
Get another shot at it.
Let's see. One, two.
The reassurance is that go park at City Creek.
So we have three there. Two more are joining via Zoom, right? Or in person.
Locals or something like that.
At least one with Zoom.
One with Zoom, so that's four. And then the other, he was on his way, right?
Exactly.
Bramble.
Well, he'll either Zoom or
okay. So that'll be five, six.
So we can count both commissioners.
Yeah. Oh, we can?
Yeah, okay.
So I just pulled the code.
Oh, sweet.
But that means we've got to have the point extra. We've got to have 9.8.
It does look bad, but it's mainly
you count all three commissioners. I can count. We can count all three commissioners.
It means we've got to have 9.
We've got to have 9.
I'm counting not very quickly, but.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
So we're there.
All right. Yay! We're there.
Kenny,
well, you're not there.
Yeah. Oh, well, so we will be there.
No, I just. As soon as Kenny gets
verified it.
Yes.
What code are you in?
The membership of the Council of Governments in the Washington County Code.
Got it.
294.
He's fast.
What?
You're always in charge.
I think you're the chair.
No, you're the chair. He's the chair of detail.
My very first meeting down here was this. I sat down at the table, and Matt Hart said, "You can't sit here."
I never said that to anybody.
Welcome, everybody, to the Council of Governments.
You chair every other meeting.
For Washington County, Thursday, September 23rd, 2021. And we appreciate everyone being here. We do have a quorum. This is the welcome consideration of the previous meeting minutes, September 15th, 2021. Do we have a motion?
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the meeting minutes of September 15th, 2021.
Second.
Motion and a second by Mayor Randall. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye. You need me in there?
Yep.
Aye.
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye.
Mayor Bramble?
He's out right now.
Anybody opposed to the minutes?
Yeah. Motion passes.
Hey, Commissioner. Maybe I'll introduce Dustin to the group. This is first time here.
Okay, Dustin Moritzen.
Correct.
Please introduce yourself to the cog.
I'm Santa Clara City Public Works Director. Took over for Jack Taylor about 6 months ago. Been with the city for 24 years.
Oh, fantastic.
Really nice. Good longevity. Appreciate that. Thank you for doing that.
So, sorry, Mr. Chair, can I just clarify? Is Mayor Bramble on the call?
I think he is. He just stepped away.
He's trying to be.
It's kind of like if he checked in and he had to step out.
He ran to the bathroom.
Yes.
Without his phone.
He is going to be back.
We like it when people go to the bathroom without their phones.
We're fine without the audio. Yeah, we got Mayor Nielsen too.
After you come in.
So we have 9 with him without Mayor Bramble?
No, we have 9 with both.
Yeah, we need them both.
Yeah, but he's here. He's here in spirit.
I see his name on the screen.
His name's on the screen.
Michelle, is Myron a member?
No.
Well, Get back here, John.
So, with
I make a motion that we assume the Mayor Bramble is present.
Zoom allows for disembodied spirits.
Wow, show me the statue of that.
Mayor Bramble is having technical difficulties, but he's otherwise in person.
Yes, yes.
I'm here if you're wondering.
Hey!
There was much rejoicing.
He's just letting us talk.
It's pretty entertaining.
All right, we do have a quorum again, for sure. All right, financial update, Susan Lewis.
Okay. Good to see you all again. You've seen the synopsis, I hope, and there is some money that we are thinking will be coming back, hopefully maybe from Hurricane City, and there's several requests for obligations for COG money. So we actually don't have enough funds in the Corridor Preservation Fund to accommodate all of these requests. So if you've read the synopsis, we were requesting that about $1 million. If everything comes back from Hurricane, $1 million will do it to move over from the Construction Revolving Loan Fund over to the Preservation Fund, and then you would have funds to be able to accommodate all of these requests. Or if all of the money wasn't coming back from Hurricane, we may have a little bit more that we would need to be moved. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Based on that, that was an update. And yet,
well, Mayor Rosenberg's not here, so you just automatically nix those two.
How does anybody feel about that?
Not good.
Gone fishing. Okay. Any questions on the update? You've made a recommendation of some transfer of funds. That's in a different item.
That's for the whole agenda. We would need about $1 million moved from the pink to the blue on your spreadsheet.
That'd be an agenda
to
item 6.
Accomplish everything.
I was going to say, don't we see that later?
Yeah.
Okay. Action item number 4, Hurricane City request that the COG purchase property along 1400 West Street, southerly from 400 South Street.
Yeah, we have a willing seller. It's a master plan street. It's on the long range plan. And so we've had an appraisal done, so we've requested enough to cover the cost of the property along with ancillary costs, appraisal, and closing costs.
And the COG is buying it outright, or is there participatory money?
Say that again?
Are you participating? Is Hurricane adding money to the COG?
No, Hurricane is not proposing to add money to it.
And how much is the purchase?
It's $36,000.
$6,000 for acquisition costs.
It's only what is needed for the roadway. There's no remainder parcel or anything.
No fluff.
So we've carved out what we need for 1400 West.
Well, makes sense.
$42,000
is total. So, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we grant the request of Hurricane City in the amount of $42,000 for the purchase of property along 1400 West Street, southerly from 400 South Street.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any questions on the motion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Our next item 5. Revise the status of obligated projects as per updates from the cities and towns at the COG meeting held September 15, 2021.
I can take that one if you'd like.
You're putting me.
No, I'm sorry. Are you in trouble?
Okay, Victoria, go.
At the last meeting, I don't think the commissioners were here, but we had a report from each of the cities on money that we've obligated to them and what the status was.
Okay.
There were three items that Hurricane had that they said weren't going forward at this time. And so for a total of $204,138.12 would come back into the corridor preservation fund where we could reallocate it to other projects.
So that was money that we had kind of obligated, but Hurricane had never been able to.
They'd been able for a couple of them. Yeah. A couple of them they'd been able to buy the property for less than what we obligated. And then one of them, I think, was
walked.
Yeah, didn't take the.
So they're returning the change.
Yep.
Gotcha.
So that's what we'd recommend is that we return the previously obligated amount of $204,138.12 to the Corridor Preservation Fund, because all three of those came out of that fund.
Okay, do we have a motion to that effect?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
Very good. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Wunderschön. Okay, item number six. Washington County requests that the COG purchase property for a portion of Washington Parkway, aka the Northern Corridor, transfer funds as necessary to meet this and other requests for funding.
Sorry.
Can I speak to this one?
Oh, that wasn't me. That's actually Todd.
So can I jump into this
Please
one?
Do.
So this, a couple of years ago, we came to you guys and asked for funding to buy the portion of the corridor that ran through Bob Brennan's land in the reserve. That was, at the time we had current appraisals on that, he was selling it to us. BLM, Fish and Wildlife were all kind of coming in, and I wanted to make sure we had that corridor locked up. Now we're in a similar situation with Alan Carter, where there's some different federal monies coming in to buy that land for conservation purposes. We know where the corridor has been approved to be, and I think that you guys ought to act so we can lock that up too. The worst thing would be for an environmental group to come in and buy that from him, and then us not have a place to put our corridor, and have to go through eminent domain, and you know, like it would just be kind of a mess.
Yeah.
So, it's not cheap. It appraised at $77,000 an acre, so we're getting like 21.5 acres for $1.6 million, and I don't love that price, but I don't know that that's going to come down anytime soon, and there is federal money coming to kind of finish him out, and so if we can just get this in place, I think it's in our interest to do so. On the transferring of funds, I think it's kind of cool that we're to the point that the corridor preservation is the one that's running out of money, because as this fund got up and going originally, it was all supposed to be corridor preservation, and then, you know, those that were here, remember, like, people were coming in and wanting it for more immediate projects because we weren't planning that long-term in advance to need it all for corridor preservation, and so it's kind of cool that we're to the point now that most of what you're seeing is the corridor preservation that's more long-term planning to give stuff now that you're going to need in the future. So it's not ideal to be transferring your funds, but it also pitched that.
Eric, is there a detrimental reliance issue at all that helped us at all with the corridor in the challenge? That, hey, we bought this land, we're working for it based on a decision?
So we are doing everything we can to move forward like the corridor's sure thing. We're doing conservation activities west of Bloomington, we're doing purchases out there, we do this, and then that is one of the things, that if 5 years down the road a judge is looking at it, and we're like, well, look at all the things we've been doing based on the decision BLM gave us. I don't know how much weight that carries, but it is something we're doing. Like, it's a strategy that you'd use.
So this would be one more. Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't happen, we own this beautiful piece of property, too.
If the corridor were to go away, the county could take, the county would have the option of taking Desert Tortoise Impact Fee money and paying the COG back. And like if this, for any reason, that this could only be used for tortoise habitat, I think that the COG could be made whole.
Wouldn't you agree, Eric, too, that if the feds have to buy out this portion, at some point, and we could be the new owner that they have to buy out.
Yeah. Well, no. I
don't agree with that.
They would not look at us as
I think that they would look at us as the permittee, the permit holder. Okay. But we would leverage it for other, like there are the things that we can do to leverage.
So we want to buy my name then instead.
Actually, couldn't at that point, couldn't we sell it and then then Mayor Hart would have would be able to be bought out by the federal government and they call me and get the money back?
We'd probably be violating our plan that our so we have a countywide permit that allows development of private property in the county outside of the reserve. If we were to sell land in the reserve, with the intention of, well, then someone could develop it or sell it to the feds, we'd probably be in violation of that plan. So, and it's super important we keep that plan in good health because that ability to develop the rest of the county is really important.
Yeah.
If you shift gears, though, I mean, the county's been trying to buy out Allen and the other private inholder stakeholders for a long time. So this is just, this to me, if this were a... an HCAC meeting, we'd be, this would be a legitimate purchase anyway. Mm-hmm. It's all in the same.
Good point. Okay. Any more discussion? Look for a motion on item 6.
How does the motion need to read, Susan, in order to...
That we would like $1 million moved from the construction revolving fund over to the preservation fund so that we can accept this request for...
I move what she said.
I'll second that motion.
Motion and a second to Susan's motion.
Is that okay? You should have said what I should say.
Well said, though. Any questions? On favor of that motion to move the $1 million, say aye.
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 What does that do?
Did you tell me what the amount was?
What does that do to the...
I can't hear you very well.
Sorry. Yes, Mayor?
We'll be down to $283,000
in the resolve. It's 1.6 million total.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, do we have to vote on the 1.6 or the... Because we just voted to transfer.
I think that the motion included both of how artfully it was worded. But if you guys didn't know that when you voted on it, then we should do a second motion.
So the motion stated is that we transfer $1 million to be able to afford out of the preservation fund the $1.6 million for this purchase. That's the motion. Did I restate that properly? You accept that?
Sure.
And the second? Okay, so the motion restated is for the entire amount, including a transfer to be able to pay for it. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
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 Are you okay, Michelle?
She's under the weather, bitch. Has been.
Is she?
All right, motion passes.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you. You're going to have to pick us up lunch. All right, leave item.
Take the money back.
Why not? We actually went through that in a meeting lately.
Item 7, Santa Clara City requests that the COG purchase property along the Western Corridor Solis-14 Hands LLC for an amount of $229,120 from the Corridor Preservation Fund.
Let's talk about it.
Please. This is a piece of Hamlin Parkway. It's in the Dixie MPO. It's on our road master plan. We have a willing seller.
Okay.
I'll tie it up.
I'll make the motion to approve the amount for Santa Clara to acquire that.
Second.
Motion by Mayor Bramwell and second by Mayor Randall. Questions on the motion?
How much is it?
$229,120. And how many acres?
About 1.11.
Oof. Expensive property.
Wow. It's just right away.
The tortoise is cheap then. That was
So is this part of the segment that will be the first piece developed to tie across?
Yes.
Is it?
Into Ivins?
Well, no. I mean, the first piece that will likely happen is... What's the connecting road into St. George?
Sun River or
No.
Snow Canyon.
Comes out Snow Canyon.
No, it comes from the
Sunbrook
from the east. Area. Is it Sunbrook area?
It's down in Sunbrook area. I don't know what the road name is.
Anyway.
Plantation.
Yeah. So that, as I understand it, that's going to be one of the first connections likely actually constructed, right? Mm-hmm. That's what your plan calls for.
Yeah.
Is this part of that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Pops out down in Tonicway.
It's not Plantations anymore, but they've renamed Plantations.
Oh, they did, didn't they?
Yeah, it's not PC.
That's true.
This piece is right up on your border.
Right.
It was more not to name it after the developer.
Puerto.
And the one, and the next, well, the next one's the next one. But is it a continuation of the same thing?
Yeah.
So these are two adjacent parcels?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not. And then, just one last question. So we just voted to transfer funds from another account. Were these two acquisitions included in what that transfer needs to be?
Yep.
Good question. All right, those are all questions on the motion. All in favor of the motion to approve this amount, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Item passes. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. The next item is an action item also from Santa Clara City, that the COG purchase a property along the Western Corridor, the Taylor Built Homes land. This is $259,170, also from the Corridor Preservation Fund.
Just like the other one, piece of Hamlin Parkway, also on the MPO and Road Master Plan.
So both of these were justified by appraisals, right?
What's that?
Both of these were justified by appraisals, right?
Yeah.
That is expensive.
Okay. Yeah, Santa Clara there.
Ooh. How many acres?
Pricey over there.
9.2.
Price went up, land went down. Interesting. Motion on item number 8 then.
So I move that we fund the request from Santa Clara City to purchase property along the Western Corridor from Taylor Built Homes land in the amount of, quote,
$259,170.
That number.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Any questions? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes.
So we're broke.
We have no more agenda items left.
That's a good thing. All we do is spend money.
Exactly.
Thank you. Enjoy your rest of your week.
The movie adjourned.
So we'll have to wait for the bucket to fill up a little bit more before you guys get all excited about buying.
Do we need a motion to adjourn?
We've still got a couple of $1 million in the fund.
It seems like property values in Santa Clara are more than anywhere.
You have the option of purchasing.